Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today's episode is going to be about Mortal Kombat. But first, I'd like to mention something from my last episode about You Didn't Know Jack that I forgot to talk about, was a feature called the Wrong Answer of the Game, where it may be intentionally the wrong answer, but you'll get more points for picking it, and there's also a special prize because it's involving a fake advertiser. Beyond that, the Mortal Kombat, recently there's a new demo for the most recent game since they've been purchased by Warner Brothers, the license, and they're releasing this new Mortal Kombat game on the PlayStation Plus network. And it's got four characters, Melina, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and Johnny Cage, which gives me a lot of hope in terms of bringing back the classic characters because, well, between Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, I was more of a Mortal Kombat fan, and have since Mortal Kombat Trilogy on the PlayStation 1, the games have kind of gone downhill, even with the transition to 3D and higher resolution characters. They've thrown in a lot more people like Shinnok and Ermac and people that I just don't particularly care for, and they've kind of forgotten their core roots. Whereas this new game has a beginner difficulty level, which I've never really been that good at the game anyways, so having something that I can actually play through and beat successfully is quite rewarding. And they've gone back to all the classic characters, so it's nice to see people I haven't seen since the first or second games come back in higher res and back to the basic kind of gameplay, too, in terms of there's no, because in the previous games they've had in between, they've had multi-level areas and more like 3D, because you can actually walk around your opponent, whereas this goes flat out 2D. You can't walk around them, you can't really avoid them unless you use a special ability to, say, like Katana has her jumping attack that goes underneath the ground and above and so on. And it looks fairly promising in terms of, they also have this special feature called X-ray attacks, where it may not be a finishing move, but it causes a significant amount of damage and looks very graphically pleasing in terms of it zooms in and you can see the X-ray effect of breaking bones or shattering all kinds of other different stuff. It's very entertaining, very rewarding in terms of blood and gore. Another side note about Mortal Kombat Rebirth. The trailer came out early last year with Jeri Ryan as Sonya Blade, which, if you know her from 7 of 9 from Star Trek Voyager, it's quite rewarding and quite nice for her to get more work. And they intended this to be as a reboot for the Mortal Kombat movie franchise, but now it's just going to be a series of webisodes, which at least does get produced instead of just sitting in a back burner, because it was a very nice trailer, and I'd like to see more of what they could do with a more literal, realistic portrayal of the series rather than the comical, almost pathetic movies. I mean, they were good in their own right, just like the Tomb Raider movie, but it leaned more towards the Super Mario Brothers live-action movie. And I know a lot of people would complain that, you know, how much can they really work with on that? They've got plumbers and a princess and King Koopa, but they could have done better. I'd say so. And the cartoons of those, but that's another side topic. There's still really no word on the new Mortal Kombat because Paul W.S. Anderson, whatever, the director of the previous ones, is so busy with the Resident Evil franchise that he's kind of let that one slide. And it would be nice to see some more Mortal Kombat stuff because the series is finally coming back to its roots and it's looking pretty good. Beyond that, I guess this is it for this episode. You can follow my Twitter feed at Dilbert42, or you can send me an email if your comments, good or bad, I don't care, I'll listen to anything, at codemaster2005@gmail.com. All right.